Hello, this is Mayra with Family First. I'm sorry, I received a voicemail from this number, but I couldn't really catch the name.
Ruscio.
Is this a patient?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please spell your last name?
S is in Sam, E is in elephant, C is in cat, C is in cat again, I is in India, O is in Oscar.
Okay, Ruth. Yeah, got it. Hi, Ruth. Sorry, I didn't catch it early, but yeah, I was trying to call you. This is your coordinator from Family First.
Hello.
And I needed to provide you with an update regarding your services, because we receive a last date of services. The date being August 31st.
Well,
This is
first, we didn't get any letters, even like to redo welfare, like your annual yearly package, never got that. Stephanie, my caretaker, today we got this letter about her services,
Yeah.
and right now she's doing the paperwork for that. My disability card comes on like a debit card or credit card or whatever it is. They don't send out checks anymore to me.
Yeah.
So, I go get the money out, and pay my rent with it every month.
Yeah.
So she's got the receipts from the, because they don't send me a paper statement. So I get a receipt out of the ATM
Yeah.
to go get my money orders for rent. And she's doing that right now as we speak.
Yeah, I did spoke to Stephanie early this morning. She told me that you guys were working on that today for that reason, because the insurance didn't send you the information via mail. So I just wanted to let you know to make sure that we were both on the same page, because they did put the last day of
Look,
August 31st, but
no, on
if
the
you
letter, says the 27th.
The 27th of August.
Yep. And meanwhile, I'm not only just a cancer patient, my cancer is back, they took two biopsies off me on my hand. I just went through all the blood doctors, and I got to start radiation at the beginning of next month. And on top of that, I'm a heart patient. My cardiologist is Dr. Arnold. So, I mean, and I'm dyslexic, so I can't like go on W or Dash or Org. I don't see letters and stuff the way you see them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it wasn't for Stephanie, I wouldn't even know, what to do. I don't know how to do the paperwork like. And when you call the phone numbers, they're like, go to I this, that, and some kind of symbols, and I don't even know what symbols are what. And to put that app thing on my phone, one, I don't have an Apple phone. And two, I don't know how to read the app. Why would I have it on my phone? I don't even know how to work my chart.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take note of that to see if maybe if the agency can do something to help you with the process.
I'm
I
teasing
already.
her because we're putting in for an appeal, but if they accept the things, because last time they said just bring us the receipts from the ATM then. So I have those. That's why I've been keeping them, because of the last time. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't get like a statement. All I get is the money out of the machine. They were like, well, when you get the money out of the machine, do you get a receipt saying you take the money out? I was like, well, yeah, sometimes, and sometimes I throw it away. They're like, no, keep it from now on. And I've been keeping them. That's why she has them. And she's faxing it over now.
Okay. Okay. That sounds
good.
So if good.
They accept that, you know, we won't go, you know, if they try to take her away, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think you guys realize I have, like, diapers sent to the house, food sent to the house. She helps. She cleans me, bathes me, makes the food. I can't live without her.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time this happened to me, I had swallowed a camera. And I did the camera up the butt, down the throat, and then I had to swallow a camera. And we go out this day early, and there's a thing in the mailbox, do the day of the camera. So we had to be up at the hospital early in the morning, and I swallow the camera, and I'm walking around in a hospital gown with a camera in my stomach, a fanny pack that takes pictures with this camera, and the battery to it over the side of my shoulder like a purse. And I'm going to the place on Market Street, 13th and Market or something, for adult services. I had to go to two different welfare offices. Because we went to the one down here in South Philly, but I'm a long-term patient. So we had to go up to wherever that neighborhood is, far away, really bad neighborhood, and sit in there. And then after doing all that, go back to the hospital. I mean, that was like, they don't send you out your paperwork in time.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Well, I already asked if there's something that we can do to help you with that part. But yeah, Stephanie did let me know that she is currently working on it. Of course, I will be calling you as soon as I receive any information from your insurance company, as well as I will be calling her also.
Okay, now on my phone, if it goes, I don't know what's going on with this phone. You can't leave a message that it's you, and I'll call you back.
Okay.
So nobody
a voicemail.
A message.
Or
yeah,
a text
voicemail.
Message. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know to call back because I don't know who it was. Yeah, a lot of phone numbers come up under spam likely, you know, unknown, a computer number like 00010001. That's a computer calling me.
Yeah.
I don't answer computer calls.
Yeah.
It could be a virus. Yeah.
Well, you can also save my number if you like.
The one you just called from?
Yeah, this is my direct contact number, that 267-55.
Yeah, I can't live without Stephanie. I mean, you might as well just. I would never be able to live without her. So. And I mean, it's really hard to have find a good one. I find a good one. I got rid of one a long time ago. Very hard to find a good one, a good person, and one that understands on my dyslexia. The other one couldn't stand that I was dyslexic.
Yeah. Do you have something to write down the number, or do you prefer to save it?
Wait, what number?
My number.
So it's in my phone. I'm going to store it in.
Okay, perfect. Then, yeah, you can save it as Myra.
Okay.
And
Family First.
Family first, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for returning my phone call, Ruth. I will keep you posted.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And take care. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.